2386. From Rear Admiral Benjamin D. Hutchins. Subject: well, there you are. To Tali Shukra Vas Archangel. Date: Monday, February 17th, 2386, 11:11:01-0 GST. Dear Tali, please find enclosed 1-1 Sun in proper working order with all relevant parts attached. In addition, he now comes equipped with 18 months' experience in starship construction and shipyard security operations, and the Star of Avalon Second Class for his excellent service during last fall's throwdown with the Cylons. If he wasn't so hell-bent on making his name in the Quarian Navy, I'd keep him. He's done a hell of a good job here. If he needs a letter of reference or anything for the captain of the ship he wants to join, and such a thing would do any good coming from me, let me know. Seni Seviorum G. P.S. He still needs a hobby. From Tali Shukra Vas Archangel. Subject: a very strange weekend. To Rear Admiral Benjamin D. Hutchins. Date: Monday, April 28th, 2386, 01:27:13, minus 0 GST. Dear Benjamin, before I start with the more unusual things, let me pass on this straightforward bit of good news. Rael has been confirmed as a member of the crew of the Raya. She's a good ship, one of our heavy cruisers, and as one of her officers he stands to see a good bit of action on convoy duty. More if the Union's application for Federation membership is accepted this year, and the Navy starts operating with Starfleet. Some of the younger captains are eager to try their hand at deep space exploration, and I suspect Captain Rengeley is one of them. I've just come back from a 2-week expedition to one of the unexplored sectors of Halo. Over the past 2 days, I've had 2 very strange experiences, making this the oddest weekend I've had in quite some time. On Saturday, Morden and I were leading a team into one of the surface structures that turned up on our space surveys. You may recall the pictures I sent you of the one we mapped in 79. These things are scattered all over Halo, and at first we thought they were buildings, facilities of some kind left behind by the construct's original builders. Closer examination, though, reveals that they're actually part of Halo's internal structure, that happened to stand higher than the simulated terrain. Inside, they extend deep into the inner workings of the ring, most of which remain unexplored and unexplained. In this particular one, we made a few interesting discoveries that you probably wouldn't find that arresting. We think we know how the plants managed to propagate themselves without insects or animals, for instance. But the really interesting discovery was on sublevel 4. There's what seems to be an automated factory down there, designed to build, well, we're not sure what they are. If I didn't know better, I'd say they were telejournalists' camera drones. Little spherical robots about the size of your head. There are no working ones, and whatever system controls the factory seems to have failed or been shut off. But there are parts and semi-completed units. We're trying to get permission to assemble one by hand and see what they do, but you can imagine what an uphill climb that is. If I don't watch him carefully, Morden will go ahead and do it anyway. On Sunday, while I was back at base camp organizing my notes on that little discovery, who should turn up at my tent but Kay Morgan? This was actually not the first time we'd met. I ran across her once during my wilderness years, after you disappeared. It didn't go all that well, but I should probably admit for the record that it was my fault. I'm not sure what had happened to her, but she was about as aggressive as sham noodles before I started shooting at her. This time I was a little calmer, and she just wanted to talk. She said she was going around apologizing to everyone she'd hurt during her hunt for you. I said that must be taking her quite a while, and she smiled and said it was, but she'd made it as far as the middle of the S's, so she had hopes of being finished with it this decade. That seemed to break the ice somehow. We ended up talking all night. She's an interesting woman. I won't say I liked her, exactly, but once we were done I couldn't bring myself to hate her anymore. She's as haunted as the Queen of Ranrun, which is at odds with the image I had in my head of a remorseless sociopath. Is that redundant? I think it is. And for all that's passed between you, I can tell she's obviously still very much in love with you. It takes one to know one, as they say. Before she left, she said she was thinking of asking you to take her back when she's done, and would I have any objection to that? There were a dozen or so things I could have said, most of them cruel. But after what she'd shared with me, all I could think of to say was that I'm married myself and don't have any say in what you do. Which is true and true. But it makes me wonder, would you? After all she did and tried to do to you? I'm not asking out of some kind of strange jealousy. Or maybe I am, but it's not anything I'm at liberty to act upon, if so. Mostly I'm just genuinely curious. I know you can forgive a lot. Miranda called it your quality of mercy once when she told me about your past together, such as it was, but I guess what I'm trying to say is, if the time comes when you have to make this decision, don't turn her away on my account. We've made our peace. It was an ugly time, but there's nothing to be gained by prolonging the ugliness for the sake of a grudge. Love, Tali. From Rear Admiral Benjamin D. Hutchins. Subject, A Very Strange Weekend. To Tali Shukra Vas Archangel. Date, Monday, April 28th, 2386, 12:17:54-0 GST. You are a fine and noble woman, Tali Shukravas Archangel. I have found it in me to forgive Kay for what she did to me. She thought she was trying to kill somebody else, in a sense. But I've had a hard time coming to grips with what she did to everyone else she trampled along the way. Knowing that you've come to your own terms with her is a big part of that weight removed. Mind you, I'm busier than a one-armed paper hanger, and she's apparently only up to S, so this is probably not an airlock I'm going to have to cycle any time real soon, but it's still good to know. If nothing else, it's healthier for you anyway. Tayor Kitin, G. From Tali Shukra Vas Archangel. Subject, New Good Year Days. To Rear Admiral Benjamin D. Hutchins. Date, Thursday, July 17th, 2386, 10:13:49-0 GST. Dear Benjamin, I've been invited to New Goodyear's 30th Anniversary Festival, which is being held the weekend of August 8th. I know you're horribly busy, and so does the organizing committee, which is why they omitted to invite you. But perhaps you could take a day off and fly out for the Bonn Dance Saturday evening. Morden's DJing. I'll wear my dress. I don't think Vedic's ever actually seen me in it before. Love, Tali. 2388. From Rear Admiral Benjamin D. Hutchins. Subject, By the Pricking of My Thumbs. To Tali Shukra Vas Archangel. Date, Sunday, June 19th, 2388. 15:21:03-0 GST. Dear Tali, Intel Division and the Seleucian SIS are both lit up like a Christmas tree this weekend. Genom's on the move. Their fleets have come out of the corporate sector, and it looks like there are a lot more of them than we initially thought. They're already moving on a number of high-profile targets, including, we think, Earth. I'm sending a recommendation to the Admiralty that they put your Navy on high alert. Given Genom's history with the migrant fleet, it wouldn't surprise me at all if they've got a task group heading your way right now, looking to get their own back for the Archangel incident. I'm also sending over the Shanxi to offer support. It's just one ship, but then the Minuteman IX was, too, and they didn't do half bad. Captain Williams has a personal interest in seeing the Quarian nation stay free. You can trust her. She was your grandfather-in-law's shipmate. I wish I could do more, but the fact of the matter is, Genom's timing couldn't be worse. We're simply not ready. Most of the fleet is still in dock. We've got 3 to 5 months' work to do before we're ready for a full-dress throwdown with Largo's full force. I'm sending what ships we have operational to reinforce key points as much as we can, but it's going to be damn dicey. And now, just when I have 6 million and 11 to 14 things that have to get done in the next 12 to 20 weeks, I've received a priority message calling me out to Musashi, which is approximately the last place I ever want to go back to. But it's Rerob's priority code, which means it's important. Really important. So as soon as I finish this message, I'm going. Vision calculates a 27.53% chance it's some kind of trap. I guess I'll find out when I get there. Testimo G. From Rear Admiral Benjamin D. Hutchins. Subject: We're on a mission from God. To Tali Shukravas Archangel. Date: Saturday, June 25th, 2388, 2039-12-0 GST. Dear Tali, well, once again, I've returned alive from Musashi. That was unexpected. What happened there? Not that I made it back alive. Rerob's priority call turned out to be nothing less than the catalyst for the whole damn band getting back together. Rob's back, Kay and Yuri are back, Eve's back, Zoner's back. If we didn't have a galactic war to prosecute, we could go on a Card Number One reunion tour. Well, I say Rob's back. He and his crew are actually still on Musashi, working to finish their own project. But he's back in the WDF, and so are his people. And with his help, and Eve's, and Yuri's, and a little persuading of my own, we've got Zoner back in harness. I'll be honest with you, that was my plan all along, but I've always figured it only had about a 30% chance of actually happening. We might just win this thing after all. Kay and I have a lot of work to do, and while Genom is on the warpath and the whole damn galaxy is vibrating at 60 hertz in fear, it is probably not the time to do it. But when have we ever done anything the right way around? I'm leaving the Shanxi on station over there, partly because I think you guys are still very likely to be in Genom's sights, and partly because Ash would just refuse if I tried to recall her now anyway. Seleucian women are stubborn. Did I type that part out loud? Now is the time on Sprockets when we double our already frantic pace. This is beyond crunch time. We've got 500-odd ships that still aren't battle-worthy, allied forces all across known space to coordinate with, and a Grand Admiral who hasn't commanded anything bigger than a flying car for 100 years. I'm probably not going to be able to steal a lot of time to write until this thing comes to a head, one way or the other. After that, well, either I'll have a ton of spare time, or nobody will. Be very careful, Tali Shukra. I think the galaxy is about to turn a corner, and until we know what's around it, things are going to get good and hairy. Stay alive. Tagal Agamorb G. From Tali Shukra Vas Archangel. Subject: That's one defeat for Genom. To Rear Admiral Benjamin D. Hutchins. Date: Thursday, September 15th, 2388. 1938-32-0 GST. They may have routed Starfleet at Wolf 359 and fought the Seleucians to a stalemate in the Trelorian approaches, but Genom's navy was no match for the Quarian Union today. The fleet has suffered some casualties. Admiral Torven's ship was lost with most of her hands, including the Admiral, but victory is ours. By now you've already read the official report from the Admiralty, but I wanted to let you know I'm all right. Vedic, Rael, and I were right in the thick of it. The Raya destroyed one of their smaller star destroyers, and the Archangel was in the van for most of the fight. But we're all unharmed. Genom sent a dozen of their largest ships, and perhaps three times that number of smaller ones. With Captain Williams's help, we bloodied their noses and sent them packing. The commander of the Genom task group that came here wore a damaged copy of your face. I assume he was the replicant they used to frame you for the Musashi murders. As they were disengaging, he said he would be back for me once he'd dealt with you. I don't fear for my own safety, but for yours. Never have I seen such naked hatred. Not even Kay at her worst was as crazed as this creature. Be very careful, Benjamin. The endgame cannot be far off now. Love, Tully. From Rear Admiral Benjamin D. Hutchins. Return path, Griffin, Concordia.wdf.mil.cc. Subject, Vancouver, Vancouver, this is it. To Tali Shukra Vas Archangel. Date, Wednesday, October 12, 2388, 17-23-42, minus 0 GST. Genom's at the door. The fleet's moving out now. We'll be in combat in about 5 minutes. We're not quite ready. The SDF-23 still doesn't work, and Rerob's not here yet to fix it. But we're a hell of a lot closer than I thought we'd be when they started this war back in June. I know Keverin Zora wasn't your ancestor, strictly speaking, but if you'd ask Vedic to drop a prayer or two his way for us, I'd appreciate it. One way or another, this'll be over in 24 hours. If I don't see you again in this world, Akushla, I wouldn't trade what little time we had for anything. Tagra Agamduit G. From Rear Admiral Benjamin D. Hutchins. Subject, no subject. To Tali Shukra Vas Archangel. Date, Friday, October 14th, 2388, 2317-42, minus 0, GST. Holy shit, we did it. HN1 and Largo are dead. HN1 got it in the naval battle, and I dealt with Largo personally. And he beat the mother-loving crap out of me, but that's okay. At the end of the day, I'm the one with my head still attached, and he's the one with his head on my desk. The rest of Genom surrendered, after a little timely intervention from Von Gross. We're going to have to figure out what to do with the company, but that can wait. I'm going to want to get at least 12 hours of sleep first. Oh, and in addition to the whole company and all the Milarm ships we didn't blow up, check out the door prize we won. It's big. 550 miles or so in diameter. See that laser emitter? That actually managed to knock a hole in this sphere. And we managed to capture it without blasting it all to crap. Go us. You guys want it? You could park it out at the back edge of the formation and really give those Batarian assholes something to think about next time they come sniffing around. I'm not sure we've tamped down all the regional brush fires, and the company's holdings in the corporate sector remain unreduced, so for now you'd best stay wary, but I think the worst is past. Without Largo, it'll take a little while for a leader to emerge in the parts of the company we haven't got a leash on yet. From the core to the rim, we are there! We will win. Nothing can stop the Wedge Defense Force. Woo! Still alive. And very punchy. I'ma go to bed now. We can have the obligatory huge dinner thing party tomorrow sometime. Rojhayu G. From Tali Shukra Vas Archangel. Subject, re, no subject. To Rear Admiral Benjamin D. Hutchins. Date, Saturday, October 15th, 2388, 00:33:12, minus 0 GST.
You utter madman. The reports that we've seen here have called the battle you just fought the greatest naval engagement in modern history. When I heard that you had led a mission to infiltrate that giant battle station and confront Largo directly, I knew it had been your idea. It was a brilliant move. The last thing they would expect, and I knew you would succeed. What I wasn't quite so sure of was whether you would survive, and I can't say how relieved I am that you did. Enjoy your rest, space hero. You've earned it. Kila Selai. Tally.
From Rear Admiral Benjamin D. Hutchins. Subject, the unexpected. It's what's for dinner. To Tali Shukra Vas Archangel. Date, Sunday, October 16th, 2388, 01:54:16, minus 0 GST. Dear Tali, fool that I am, I thought the train wreck of life-altering surprises would be finished once we'd beaten Largo. Ha! Little did I realize, that was just the beginning.
We were sitting around the SDF-23's forward observation deck earlier, after the giant celebratory dinner, sort of riding out the adrenaline crash, still tired despite all the sleep we got yesterday, and talking about what happens next. There's a new Kilrathi invasion in progress in the Vega sector, as you may have heard, and Starfleet's still picking up the pieces from Wolf 359, so we've been asked to help out with that. And there's the continuing problem of what to do with Genom, and so forth. And then Kay sort of casually mentions, "Oh yeah, forgot to tell you guys in all the excitement, I'm pregnant." Why do you say at a moment like that? I couldn't think of anything. Rob said, "Bwah!" which summed it up pretty well anyway. In one of the terrifying ironies with which my life is filled, it must have happened on Musashi back in June. On my birthday. I'm glad you can't actually see me right now, though I can imagine the ghost of the look you're giving me anyway. This part is awkward. See, my first inclination is to invite you and Vedic to the wedding. It'll be on the 31st, somewhere here in Zeta. But, well, you could certainly be forgiven for lacking interest under the circumstances. I know you said you and Kay made peace a couple of years ago, but... well, let's leave it that I'd love it if you came, but if you'd rather not, I completely understand. That, and the notice is a little short. True story. My father remarried in... when was that? 2196 or thereabouts, I think. We're somewhere rimward of the terminus dealing with pirates, and I get a call from him. "Hey, me and Sue are getting married Saturday. Can you come?" This was, I think, Thursday night. He lived on Earth at the time. It keeps coming back and hitting me again that I'm going to be a father. Me. What I know about raising children, you could write down on the back of a really small thing. I would be completely panicking right now if I didn't know Max and Miria Sterling. And Marty Rose. Did I ever tell you about Marty? Marty knows these things. Oh, who am I kidding? I'm completely panicking anyway. But I'm also ridiculously pleased. I never thought I was particularly interested in founding a dynasty, and I certainly hadn't intended to just now. But with the Force rebuilt, Largo destroyed, and New Avalon well along, I don't know, the time seems right. I did not see this coming. Kerote G. From Tali Shukra Vas Archangel. Subject, re, the unexpected, it's what's for dinner. 2. Rear Admiral Benjamin D. Hutchins. Date, Sunday, October 16th, 2388, 13:49:12-0 GST. Of course we'll be there. As it happens, we have an excuse to visit Zeta Cygni anyway. The Conclave has voted to award Captain Williams a medal for her performance in aid of the Navy in the action against Genom last month, and someone has to deliver it on their behalf. It might as well be Vedic, particularly since there are rumors that he's being considered to fill the vacancy on the Admiralty Board. I'm pleased for you, Benjamin, and for her. The last time Kay and I spoke, I got the sense that this sort of stability was what she needed more than anything else to finish healing, as much as anyone can ever heal, the wounds Largo's plot inflicted all those decades ago. And she has loved you for so much longer than I've even been alive. As you once told me, I'd be a real boshhead if I had it in me to hold that against her, wouldn't I? At the risk of seeming like a xenologist, I'm also intrigued by the idea of what children raised in your unique culture will be like. Growing up in that environment, surrounded by you and your friends, your eldest is liable to found a chivalric order or become a famous film star. Or both. Send me more concrete details as you get them, and Vedic and I will make our travel plans. As they say aboard the ships where one of Earth's ancient religions has found a foothold in the last few decades, Mazel Tov. Love, Tully. 2389. From Rear Admiral Benjamin D. Hutchins. Return path, Griffin, daggerdisk.wdf.mil.cc. Subject, Space Baby. 2. Tali Shukra Vas Archangel. Date, Monday, March 20th, 2389, 10:13:47-0 GST. Dear Tali, I had been expecting my and Kay's firstborn to come along in New Avalon, but you know what they say about the best-laid plans, right? We were actually about 20 hours out of Zeta when the time came, as they say, which was interesting. I have to get a dock droid for this ship. Barn door, horse gone, etc. Anyway, it's a girl. We decided to call her Caitlin after a friend of mine from before WPI, and Yuri after Kay's partner. I know that for some weird reason people always want to know babies' birth weights and how long they are, but to be honest, I don't know either of those things, and I'd feel ridiculous digging the tape measure out of the toolkit to measure my newborn daughter. She's a decent size, sort of newborn-sized. She's got my hair, poor kid, but Kay's eyes, so that works. As for what the rest of her will look like, who knows? Human babies all look alike to me. Mother and daughter, since we're hitting all the stock phrases, are doing well. We're on Earth now. We were on our way here to check out a couple of things and generally get out of town for a while. Yes, Kay was already in a hospital before we left. No, the irony there did not escape us. But she was ready to leave. At that point, staying was just reminding her of how she got there, and we were both all too willing to put that behind us. Kate came along on the morning of the 17th, born in hyperspace, no less. Does that make her an honorary Quarian? Anyway, I've got to run. Have to go see a man about a job. Yuri and Eve think they found me the right guy to head Genom's side of the big corporate realignment, and then I'm off to buy some real estate. Duset Daram, G. From Tali Shukra Vas Archangel. Subject, Re, Space Baby. To Rear Admiral Benjamin D. Hutchins. Date, Monday, March 20th, 2389, 11:20:39, minus zero, GST. Benjamin, you colossal fool. You honestly don't know the first thing about parenting, do you? You're supposed to include hollows with the birth announcement. We even do that, and our newborns really do all look alike. Or rather, their isolation capsules do. Seriously, congratulations. To you and Kay. You're probably feeling a bit overwhelmed right now. I know Vedekin and I did, but you'll do fine. It seems today is a day for passing along family news. I found out yesterday that Rael plans to marry this summer. His fiancée is one of the Raya's engineers, which prompted his father to make a few remarks about the family tradition. To hear him tell it, and I remember his grandfather making the same comment once, the Zora men have a long-established custom of marrying women who are smarter than they are. Mind you, though Vedic's mother is a very clever woman, his father is a well-regarded biochemist who has done a lot of the pioneering work on the Halo Acclimation Project. Even Morden holds Arnim Zora Vaskedrin in high regard. But when I point that out, I'm told airily that it skips a generation now and then. So, just as you are finding it hard to accustom yourself to the idea that you are a father, I'm having to confront the notion that I'll be a grandmother before too much longer. It hardly seems possible. I feel the same age as I was in Goodyear. Of course, that's because I am, but we needn't get into that. It's the one secret I've kept from everyone in my life. Now that Kevrin Zora is gone, only you and Morton, and possibly Miranda, I can never be sure if anything is secret from Miranda, know what Morden and I did that day on Halo. I've never even told Vedic. When we were married, I had to pretend I was sick for 3 days. Kevrin and I agreed it was a secret best kept, and for obvious reasons it's been fairly easy to do. I don't seem to be able to pass it on. Morden tested Rael when he was born and found no indications, so it's just as well. Sometimes I think I should tell Vedic, but, well, what would it profit him to know that I'll most likely outlive him and our son? Sometimes I have to just stop and think about that. I don't think we're old enough yet for it to really sink in. I'm 52 and Vedic is 54. But how does one cope with this knowledge as time goes on and civilization itself ages? You must have relatives on Earth who are as far removed from you now as I am from the last Quarians to live on Rannoch. I'm sorry. It's hardly fair of me to maunder about these things in response to your joyful announcement. Like you said back in Goodyear, I've bought the ticket, and now I have to take the ride. and I wouldn't change my decision, even if I had known that my ultimate purpose in making it would never be realized. Just that one kiss we shared was worth it. And, for the record, I still expect Hollows. Love, Tully. From Rear Admiral Benjamin D. Hutchins. Subject: How does one cope? To Tali Shukra Vas Archangel. Date: Monday, March 20th, 2389, 2232-47, minus 0 GST. Dear Tali, you're just about on schedule. I had my first serious, holy crap, what have I done moment when I was in my early 50s too. Mind you, I had it easier because I was just one Dedian in a whole community of them, and most everybody around who wasn't one was Seleucian and thus was going to live for 300 or 400 years anyway. But still, we were back in regular contact with Earth by then, and I realized as I watched my father's generation pass, and I was still 18, that I really was in it for the long haul. Though it didn't really hit me until Tamaran. I'm sure I've told you that story. I wish I had a magic bullet for you, some kind of mantra or tidbit of wisdom that would make it all snap into a new perspective, but it's really just a matter of time. As things change and evolve, so you learn to accept that they're going to, regardless of whether you approve. I've seen it speculated by some sociologists that the galaxy's so-called retro-bent is the result of immortals like me hanging on to the past we remember and refusing to advance, but I don't know that I buy that. I mean, yes, I like things that remind me of the era I grew up in, but I don't think I'm trapped in the past. I'm just enjoying the future more because I remember when it wasn't here. You'll get there. It doesn't not hurt, but then life doesn't for people with regular lifespans either. There'll always be those moments, the ones that make you wonder why you did it, and the ones that make you glad you did. The only trick, if there is one, is to try and make sure they balance in the long run. Kay doesn't like the pictures I took. She says she's buying a new camera when we get back to New Avalon, and then you will have, and I quote, more baby Hollows than you can stand. Oh, and you didn't ask, so feel free to ignore this, but for what it's worth, I think you ought to level with Vedic. You'll probably find he knows, or at least suspects anyway, and hasn't felt it was his place to confront you about it. Even with the advantages your culture gives you in hiding it, he's too smart not to know something's up. It's not going to turn him against you. The guy's absolutely crazy about you. Like you said about Kay, takes one to know one. Volume Te, G. 2390. From Rear Admiral Benjamin D. Hutchins. Subject: Whew, okay. To Tali Shukra Vas Archangel. Date: Thursday, September 20th, 2390, 03-38-12, minus 0 GST. That was, bar none, no question, without any fragment of a doubt, the weirdest week of my life, period. I'm not sure how I can even start explaining what just happened. Remember a few years ago when you said you didn't think there were gods, but you'd been wrong before? Well, have I got a story for you. So yeah, interesting week. Hung out with a lot of old friends, most of whom are dead. Picked up a fancy new peripheral for my Omnitool. Got the girl, killed the baddies, saved the entire universe. Oh, and now I get to do all that work I did restarting the WDF? Again. Only probably more so. I need a vacation. Sagapo, G. From Tali Shukra Vas Archangel. Subject: Re. Whew, okay. To Rear Admiral Benjamin D. Hutchins. Date: Thursday, September 20th, 2390, 1331-56, minus 0 GST. Dear Benjamin, strangely, this is not the first time you've told me something that no reasonable person would ever believe. And it's not the first time I've believed you. I'm not sure what that says about either of us. If you don't mind, though, I think I'll keep it to myself. Most of my people would be very disappointed to learn that the afterlife is a cold and snowy place populated by Vikings. For that matter, I would be too if I had previously believed there was one in the first place. Why do you have to duplicate the effort of restarting the Wedge Defense Force? I am unclear on how that follows from helping to avert the prophesied end of the universe. I can't believe I just seriously typed that. Love, Tali. From Rear Admiral Benjamin D. Hutchins. Subject, Re. Whew, okay. To Tali Shukravas Archangel. Date, Friday, September 21st, 2390, 003214-0 GST. Dear Tali, I don't have to duplicate it exactly, not in the sense of starting another space navy or anything. Well, not at first. That may come later if... Maybe I should start at the beginning. What I have in mind is a completely different kind of agency. I'm only in the very, very early stages of developing the concept, but I see it as a kind of international police organization. And as to how it connects with the Ragnarok, well, a few of us were in a conference room after all the craziness was over with, trying to get a handle on the long-range implications, and Skuld said, "This was only the warning tone." This is probably going to be even more complicated than setting the WDF back up was, now that I think about it, but I'm committed now. And anyway, the galaxy needs it, or soon will. At least I'm only doing half of it. Zoner's got the other half, supposedly. I haven't actually seen him since he wandered off with Eris. Hopefully he remembers that he said he was going to take care of the diplomatic part. Although now that I think about it, that sort of fills me with fear. Apropos of nothing, I should introduce you to Skuld. I think you'd like each other. She's a very technical girl. Miencieni Suyom G. 2391. From Benjamin D. Hutchins. Griffin, IPO.ZC. Return path, Griffin, Xerxes.HQ.IPO.ZC. Subject, it's a very small population explosion. To Tali Shukravas Archangel. Date, Wednesday, June 26th, 2391, 004717-0 GST. Dear Tali, today I've spent the day handling some of the fallout from last fall's interesting week. For the most part, this has involved making repeated round trips between New Avalon and Nekomikoka. In absolute terms, I think I've covered something on the order of 2,500 light-years today, which may explain why I'm exhausted, even though I haven't actually done anything at either end but stand around being in people's way. The upshot of it all, though, is that I have not one but two suns to report. And yes, I did send you holos this time. They're under separate cover because I'm too tired to work this for Schlugener attachment widget properly. The first one you see there is Corwin. He's Skuld's son, which I guess means he was technically there for the Battle of Asgard. Do not give me that look. It was literally the day before the end of the world. This is especially traumatic if you happen to be the personification of the future. And the second one's Leonard, obviously he's Kay's, who was born about an hour later. You want to talk about ready-made peer groups, there's a whole raft of these kids being born right around now, to those of us who were there at the Ragnarok. They're all going to hit the New Avalon public school system together in 5 years. I think the school district's going to need a bigger boat. Aishiteru G. From Tali Shukravas Archangel. Subject, Re. It's a very small population explosion. To Benjamin D. Hutchins. Date, Wednesday, June 26th, 2391. 08-53-29-0 GST. Dear Benjamin, I wasn't giving you any look. I am now, but I wasn't at the time. At the time, if I had been inclined to give such a look to anyone, it would have been Skuld. They're handsome boys. I know you think all infants look alike, but trust me, they are. And they both have your eyes. I can easily envision both, in 15 or 20 years' time, as serious breakers of hearts. And I think you're right about the school district. If you make your donation now, they can probably complete the new building by the time it's needed. Love, Tully. From Tully Shukra Vas Archangel. Subject, Re, News from the Raya. To Benjamin D. Hutchins. Date, Thursday, November 14th, 2391, 10:22:39-0 GST. Dear Benjamin, Rael has just informed us that he and his wife will be blessed with a child, if all goes according to expectations, sometime early next summer. I'm still not sure how I feel about the prospect of being a grandmother, but Vedic is ecstatic, and I'm certainly not upset, just... it feels a little strange. I only wish Vedic's father had lived to see this day. Arnim worked so hard for so long on the acclimation project, in hopes of giving the generation after Rael's a hope of living free on Halo. Although he and Rael would probably just have gotten into an argument about it if he were here. Rael doesn't approve of the acclimation project. Over the last few years, he settled firmly into the Rannoch or Nothing camp. It's the one serious bone of contention between us. Rael's also been promoted to second officer of the Raya. He told me about that first, actually. I wonder about his priorities sometimes. Love, Tally.